Behind a hotel and a water park and in front of a row of houses on the east side of Garden City, bulldozers move across a patch of land. In 18 to 24 months, this will be Sports of the World, a sports complex with a trampoline park, hard courts, and indoor fields that will host basketball, volleyball, and soccer tournaments. It was the first Starbond project that the new Kansas Department of Commerce Secretary, David Toland, approved.
Ultimately, what this means for Garden City and for Southwest Kansas and communities across the state is that we expect to have more business leads that will be generated as a result.
Starbond stands for sales tax revenue bonds, and they work like this. The Department of Commerce approves the creation of special sales tax districts and then a Starbond project, in this case, Sports of the World. Then a city or county issues bonds to finance the project. A portion of the sales tax collected by the city and the state is diverted back to the bonds. But some state legislators have been critical of Starbond funding, and only two of the 21 projects have been analyzed by the Division of Post Audit. Auditor Justin Stowe says in 2015, concerns arose around the economic studies submitted for the Heartland Park project in Topeka.
We found that the Department of Commerce Secretary is given broad discretion in interpreting and deciding what basically would be the foundation of those studies and whether they were practical and feasible and reasonable.
There's about 27,000 people in Garden City and about 200,000 in a 100-mile radius. The Sports of the World feasibility study concluded that the complex would bring in more than 1 million visitors every year, and the Department of Commerce also used that estimation. Kansas Senator John Dahl from Garden City thinks it's possible to bring in that many people, especially from other states.
You know, so I could see, you know, if someone lives in Guymon or whatever, you know, just across the border, Colorado and Springfield, I could see them coming several times a year because, you know, kids, you know, the trampoline park, you know, just the things that they can do that this is the closest area.
But tracking visitation numbers and out-of-state tourists can be challenging. That's according to the Commerce Department's chief counsel, Robert North.
Take the Village West Shopping Center in Wyandotte County, for example. It gets 10 million people a year. It would be extremely difficult to try to count every license plate that comes into the parking garage or the parking lot.
Two projects similar to Garden City's Starbond project, the Wichita Sports Forum and the Salina Fieldhouse, both hold sports tournaments. They didn't report visitor numbers to the Commerce Department in 2018, and the same is true for four other Starbond projects. It's not just about visitor numbers for Sports of the World. It'll rely on retail sales in the tax district. And Robert North says current shopping trends might become a problem.
More people are shopping online and their buying kind of behaviors are different. So I think that will have some effect on the number of Starbond projects that we see going forward.
When asked if more oversight was needed, John Dahl said no and mentioned he's a fan of Toland's.
A previous secretary was handing them out like candy. I mean, that was wrong. Anything you do in excess is usually not a good thing.
And now a new law requires the Department of Commerce to maintain a public database of state programs giving out $50,000 or more in economic incentive funding, including Starbonds. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Corinne Boyer in Garden City.